This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Your attention, and I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Good day. My country, 'tis of thee.
Good day.
Sweet land of liberty.
Good day.
Of thee I sing.
Good day.
Of thee I sing.
Good day.
Everywhere around the world. Coming to America, every time that flag's unfurled, they're coming to America. Got a dream to take them there, they're coming to America. Got a dream they come to share, they're coming to America.
Yes, that's right, folks. Every year at this time of the year, we host a very special event on the Robert Scott Bell Show. What do? It's the World Cup of Individual Liberty, otherwise known as a celebration of our nation's birth, the Declaration of Independence. And who better to share that joy with than our good buddy, constitutional preservation himself, the guy that's lighting the fires of liberty all the time, everywhere he goes, even today. It's Michael Bednarik.
Yay, team!
Fired up, man. You talk about the World Cup every 4 years. We're talking about an annual celebration. But again, at this time of 242 years, I'd say in the making, but is it in the degradation? We always got to check in on the state of individual liberty and defense of it. What is the status of our declaration all these years later, Michael?
Well, it's not good, but it's getting better, I think. I think that people finally are starting to gather that things are not as they should be, and people are finally starting to ask, and it's like, well, what's in this Constitution anyway?
How do we get here?
How'd we get here?
Yeah, you know, exactly.
Feel like waking up from a hangover.
By the way, how we got here, Michael and I became fast friends at the, well, I don't know how fast we became friends, but pretty quick after the Libertarian National Convention held in Atlanta in 2004, where you got the Libertarian nomination for running for president that year. And I was the first live national interview you gave during the headlights. We tell this story all the time.
Oh, man. Yeah. It was great.
And was it at that time? When was it? What year did you write "Good to Be King: A Foundation for a Constitutional Freedom"?
Yeah, 2003.
Yeah, right before that.
I campaigned from January to May, and then from June through maybe November, December, I was writing the book, and spent most of my time at the kitchen table with my fingers on the keyboard, and it started being published originally as a paperback. I was going to use it simply as a tool for my Constitution classes. And then, surprise, I won the nomination. My publisher said, well, we got to make it a hardcover. And we were off and running. So the printed copies, I finally saw the printed copies literally for the first time, Election Day 2004.
Yes, well, I remember it. I cherish my copy, and everybody that's been able to get one, I hope you cherish yours. Now, bringing liberty back, because we say that the Declaration of Independence was a document written, not haphazardly, but with great thought, great knowledge of history, and great interaction in terms of how this would be impacted on planet Earth, the planet. Why? Even though, like, the planet was a lot bigger, they didn't have the internet back then, but they recognized that there was a way to become a nation among a planet of nations, so to speak. And we have people that will, you know, maybe pay lip service to these documents, Declaration of Independence. They have no earthly idea how deep the rabbit hole goes on what they had to do to put this thing together.
They had studied All of history, the Roman Senate, which was a pure democracy, all of the governments, most of whom were ruled by kings and emperors, and it was a complete change in the mode of operation. Up until then, the king or emperor would make all the rules, and everybody else had to follow those rules, and we went, no, no, that's not the way it's going to go. The government's going to work for us. And it was the whole scheme had changed.
Well, the scheme, what was the scheme? Good to Be King is the title of your book. And you just mentioned emperors and kings and queens, the Declaration. And no apologies to our friends listening on UK Health Radio. We're not sorry that we declared our independence. We love you for loving us for liberty. But, come on over and you're welcome here. But that scheme, it was a switch in schemes in terms of government. Never before in recorded history had it happened.
That's right. The idea in the Declaration, so succinctly put by Jefferson, is that all men and women are created equal. I added women, okay, but
you know better.
Instead of having one person who is in charge and everybody subservient to him or her, that we are all equal. We are all sovereign. And I try to emphasize in my classes that each one of us is an individual king or queen, and we are the emperor of our little domain. You've got a very small kingdom. It's usually a three-bedroom with a garage, but that's where this idea that a man's home is his castle, that's where this idea comes from. And you may have slightly different ideas, but inside your home, your rules. I would come home late and my dad would remind me, if I'm living under his roof, I had to play by his rules. When I got out in my own apartment, then I could do things, the way I wanted. And, I pretty much left home right after college.
Yeah, well, and I tell my son, who's now 18, still hanging out, that's okay. There's some transition time here. But I say, kiddo, it's still my rules, my home, and you can sleep out with the alligators and snakes if you don't like it.
And, at the time, I used to think that, my parents are so dictatorial. Oh, man. I look back now and I realized that they were setting me up with solid principles that I uphold today. Mm. I can't believe that they gave me the basic underpinning that has kept me alive and well, and not only, you helped me keep me healthy, but they were the ones that gave me the principles that allow me to hold my head up high, knowing that I'm a man of dignity. That's what counts to me.
Well, and we may have griped, bitched, moaned, and complained a bit as kids, right, with mom and dad.
Right.
It's kind of part of the normal order of things as we grow up and learn. And then we want to go out on our own. And yet, my gripe, if you will, and we talk about a series of complaints in the Declaration of Independence, is about my fellow Americans that don't get that, when they go out and become adults in the world, that they don't, once again, fall prey to being like a little kid living with mommy and daddy and looking at the government as their mommy or daddy. And I think many Americans would not like to believe that they are, but they're living as if, because it's a permission society, permission culture. Oh, please, government, can I, in my realm, can I cure cancer without your permission? Like, I'd like to use this plant instead of the drug that you've approved, right? And so we're acting as if we're still little kids and we're not honoring our founders, much less that Declaration of Independence, if we're still asking for permission of a king, queen, emperor, or a bureaucratic oligarch.
Patrick Henry said, give me liberty or give me death. And Americans today barely turn off the TV. It's like, I want to be free, but I don't want to piss anybody off, so I better do what the government tells me, because, they may make my life difficult. It's like the men at Lexington and Concord challenged the
world superpower. Yeah,
the world superpower. And the British said, lay down your guns and disperse. And they went, no, I don't think so. So we don't have that type of resistance to tyranny that we used to. And anybody who does raise their head and go, wait a minute, you know, who died and made you boss, they're immediately labeled a right wing radical. It's sad. I won't go into details, but I got a personal friend who's currently in federal prison for saying the same things that the founding fathers said.
Yeah. Well, and that is the context of the times is that the people have lost their way, Michael. And again, we're in the midst of, I'm a fellow American here speaking about my own countrymen. And, from whatever little voice I have, I talk about health, freedom, healing, liberty, of course, rooted in individual liberty. I believe this is a spiritual pursuit, Michael. And I know this is not me saying I want a state-sanctioned religion because that violates the First Amendment to the Constitution if we get into that. But the idea is freedom to believe what we want to believe. Behave as we want to behave as long as we violate nobody else's rights that are equal. As you mentioned, equality earlier on, life, liberty, pursuit of happiness, that's property. And your lessons that you've given over the years on the Constitution and the Declaration are so profound that if you ever get to teach it again, you know I'm going to be shouting it from the rooftops because you are rekindling that spirit in those people that have lost it because they've been indoctrinated away from it.
Yeah, and I give presentations, ask people to raise their hand if they're good patriotic Americans. Everybody raises their hand, but nobody can tell me how many articles are in the Constitution. So I don't know what that's worth.
Well, and as we know, those people serving in government and elected office or in the bureaucratic oligarchy could give a flip less about what's written in it. Many have said it's anachronistic anyway. Remember when they went after Ron Paul after he ran twice or a third time. In fact, he ran once as a libertarian. So we realize that the media is not on our side. Much of the government is not on our side. And unfortunately, much of the American people may not be on the side of liberty at this point. Yet, if we go back to the Declaration at that time, it wasn't a vast majority of Americans to be that were on the side of those declaring liberty, independence.
Yeah, it's the only thing necessary for evil to succeed is for good men to do nothing. So I think that's, crucial to what we're going to be talking about the rest of the hour.
Sure. We got about a minute before our first break here, Michael. It's Independence Day on the Robert Scott Bell Show and everywhere else. Hopefully you appreciate it the way we do or learn to. But, 242 years in, are we overdue for something? What's going on?
Well, yeah, Founding Fathers didn't think that we would last more than 200 years because people start to vote for the candidate who promises the most money from the Treasury. And the election in Mexico yesterday proved it.
That's right. They have elected a socialist. And, of course, I've argued that if you're going to run on the socialist ticket or have a claim for democratic socialism, which some people are and winning, in fact, in America, that you have to live in Venezuela for a year first, then come back and decide if you really want to run that way. We're going to take a break. It's Independence Day on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Michael Badnarik, my good friend, he is here with me rekindling those fires of liberty. If you don't know what they are, keep listening. You'll learn momentarily. Go to robertscottbell.com, constitutionpreservation.org. Everything's linked up in the show notes. We'll be right back.
Hello, Ty Bollinger here from the hit documentary miniseries, The Truth About Cancer, with an important question. Can the three wise men's gifts to Jesus help heal and protect your health and help you look and feel younger and live longer? The answer is a big, surprising yes. In the new report called How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you'll discover exactly why. Go to rsbreports.com right now to get this life-changing report for free. That's rsbreports.com. You see, two of the Magi's gifts, frankincense and myrrh, were highly prized in biblical times for their health and healing benefits. Science today confirms they are ultra-powerful tools to support your health, anti-aging, and longevity. Meanwhile, you'll be surprised to learn a third spice, often referred to as gold in biblical times, may be nature's most potent tool to protect your immunity. Yes, the Magi were indeed wise men for giving Jesus their powerful gifts of health, and you'll discover how much they'll help you, too. Go to RSB Reports right now to get this important report absolutely free. That's rsbreports.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S., the Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber, go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own, and only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code RADIO at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GZN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GZN.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
In the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
What form of government do you live under, folks? You're listening around the world. If you're in America, you think you live in a constitutional republic. Although the Constitution guaranteed a republican form of government, you might not even know what that means. But there are other forms that are competing. Socialism, communism, fascism. Do we have any or all of those? Michael, what's the perspective, historical and contemporary?
Well, most people in the United States erroneously believe that we live in a democracy. And Alexander Fraser Tyler wrote many years ago that a democracy cannot exist as a permanent form of government. It can only exist until the voters discover that they can vote themselves money from the public treasury. And from that moment on, the majority always votes for the candidate promising the most benefit from the public treasury, with the result that a democracy always collapses over loose fiscal policy. Now, I don't know how many of your listeners think that the United States is suffering from loose fiscal policy. We've had several near meltdowns already, but on Sunday, Mexico had a presidential election. They elected AMLO, Andre Manuel Lopez Obrador, mm-hmm. who is openly socialist. He promised to take money from the rich people and give it to the poor people. Since, you know, 80-90% of the people in Mexico are poor, they mostly voted for him, and he is promising to send new waves of immigrants to the United States explicitly to disrupt our economy. And so the people in Mexico who have had money have been moving it offshore for like the last 6 months in anticipation.
Mexizuela coming to a border near you. Apparently, they're not aware of it. But as you say, Michael, I mean, if you got nothing, what have you got to lose but to say, all right, let's pilfer and take the money that the rich people have, even if there's very few left there.
You know, I'm not stealing anything. Stealing is bad. I'm letting the government steal and give it to me. So if the government gives it to me, I call it welfare. But that's just government-sponsored theft.
Well, and you know what's funny about the historical perspective from childhood literature? We might think of Robin Hood. Stealing from the rich and giving to the poor. But the actual stealing was about taking the government, the money that the government stole from the people, back from the government.
Right.
That they kind of leave out in these translations.
Yeah, it was your TV to begin with, and you're just taking it back.
Yeah.
So yeah, we're
dealing with socialism, and the American young American people that are running on a socialist platform or believing Bernie Sanders can save them, they have lost their, if they ever had a historical context, maybe they're not interested in history, and they're just saying, you listen, I don't give a flip about what you think about individual liberty, Robert and Michael. I just want your stuff.
Well, it's a little bit like saying, well, that was the last tornado. This tornado is not going to do any damage. It's like, what? I mean, what have you been smoking? I can't believe people's lack of just general comprehension. You know, go out to Facebook and people, they are illiterate. I mean, they don't know the difference between there, a location, there, a possessive, or there, a contraction. You know, they pick one spelling and use it for all three situations, and it's like, oh, man. No wonder these people are voting for Hillary.
Socialism, communism, fascism, is it all the same thing? And, you know, how have we descended into this? This didn't happen overnight, Michael. I mean, the fact is this has been generationally, and it's been methodical, I think intentional by those who would want to destroy what is good, what high principles were founded upon here in America, and they have a goal. Basically establishing, whether it's out-and-out socialism or something, but some way where the people are now subject, just as they were before, to kings, queens, and emperors.
Well, Franklin Delano Roosevelt is my least favorite president. He was the one who tried to install the New Deal in the United States. And originally the Supreme Court said, no, you can't do that. That's unconstitutional. FDR threatened to stack the deck and, you know, create a Supreme Court with 45 judges. They realized they'd look like a high school reunion, and they went, well, let's take a look at that paperwork again, and suddenly changed their mind and said, no, I guess it is okay. And so Franklin Delano Roosevelt did to the United States what Hitler was trying to do to Germany. Nazi is an abbreviation for National Socialist.
And, of course, a stitch in time saved nine goes back to what you referenced in terms of the threat to stack the court or build a court so large that it could be controlled and manipulated by a president who was leaning heavily toward socialism. And, of course, the Anti-Social Insecurity Administration loves socialism. And, of course, there's no promise to pay you back with the money they thieve from you your entire working life. We're going to be back with more powerful healing of a political variety with Michael Badnarik. It is a special edition, the Independence Day holiday edition here on the Robert Scott Bell Show.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Longtime listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water, the molecular hydrogen we get. Go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Science is back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Do you have any of these symptoms? Night cramps in the hands and feet. Your arms and legs often go to sleep. On short walks, do your legs get aches and pains? Is your memory worse than it used to be? Ankles that swell late in the day? Has your blood pressure increased lately? If you answered yes to even one of these questions, you may have early warning signs of arterial blockages. Your body is saying that it is time to take Extendivite. These are not the normal signs of aging. They are the warning signs that accompany blocked arteries. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Roberts.
From contemporary to historical perspectives on the Declaration of Independence today on the Robert Scott Bell Show with my good friend Michael Badnarik, his book Good to Be King, A Foundation for Our Constitutional Freedoms, as well as, what was the other one, Secrets to Sovereignty.
Secrets to Sovereignty, yep.
Yeah. And you all have that. Whether you have the book or not, you have it. I've just given away the ending. No, it's awesome. Y'all read it. Folks, dig in and read it. You got to live it. But you got to know what it is first. And the reason our founders did this declaration the way that they did it, as I said, was not haphazard. They knew history, as you said early on today, Michael. What are the segments? What are the aspects? What was it that was making it so significant on this planet?
Well, I have to confess that Thomas Jefferson did have one egregious flaw in the Declaration, and it's where he says, "We hold these truths to be self-evident." Hmm. Well, today we would say that, you know, that was obvious, and nothing is obvious. It may have been obvious to the Founding Fathers, but there are lots of people who just don't get it. All men are created equal, and they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights. I want to focus on that one word, unalienable. A lien is what you do when you take out, you want to borrow money from the bank. The bank wants collateral. They put a lien on your home. Is it still your home? Yes. Can you sell the home? Not until you satisfy the lien. You got to pay back the bank's loan before you can sell the house. So a lien is a limitation or condition placed on your property. Now, understanding that, if you have unalienable rights, they are rights which cannot be limited, cannot have conditions placed on them. You know, it says that you have a right to freedom of religion. Not you have a right to be Jewish, Catholic, or Protestant. But you have a right to freedom of religion, and, you know, all of the other rights that are listed in the Bill of Rights, and that some of them are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Well, I mean, we are all here, and I think it's fairly obvious, if I like to use that word, that murder is a crime. You don't have to look up in the Constitution to see if, you know, it was somebody was unjustly murdered. Liberty is your ability to make your own decisions, and I don't like anybody telling me what to do. I've enforced my liberty since I was 2 years old. And the pursuit of happiness. I mean, if you're going to be here, you can't just, like, sit on the couch and twiddle your thumbs. You want to get out and go mountain climbing, skydiving, you know, scuba diving with sharks, just to name a few. And so you have, and you said this earlier in the previous segment, that you can do anything you want as long as you are not violating someone else's rights. But unless you understand what rights are, then, you know, you won't understand what you can and cannot do.
Well, apparently we've lost sight of something as simple as that. That's why chapter 2 is so significant, if I'm remembering correctly, of Good to Be King, and you've made it available as a PDF document for free at constitutionpreservation.org, the difference between rights and privileges. You have to start there.
You have to start there with the basics. If you're going to learn chemistry, you got to, you know, learn what the different elements are. And it may be simple and it may be a little bit tedious at first. But if you don't know what the building blocks are, you're never going to be able to pour two test tubes together and get the love potion that you were looking for. So, you know, if you are going to have freedom, if you are going to genuinely be happy, long-term, satisfied happiness, then you need to get down to the root cause of that, and that is exercising your rights and respecting other people's rights. And I say the hardest thing about liberty is allowing other people to exercise theirs.
Theirs, beautifully said. And the idea of rights, folks, you do not get rights from government, but people get this wrong all the time. They say, well, you're violating my constitutional rights. As if the Constitution granted you any rights. As if the Bill of Rights granted you any rights. The founders were not under the mistaken impression that the government was going to grant you rights because of the paper, much less the Declaration.
Yeah, it drives me crazy when people say that. It's just like, you know, fingernails on a blackboard. It's like, don't say that. But that's the fundamental concept that people have. They watch the news, CNN, Fox News, and you listen to mainstream media, democracy, democracy, democracy. We're going to export democracy. Well, the Founding Fathers loathed democracy. You know, that's where you went wrong, is not paying attention.
Now, our founders really were well studied in history and even contemporary issues of law at the time that they wrote this. Related to things like the law of nations, it's like how did you establish that you would be recognized and acknowledged by other nations when you declared independence from the crown? Right? They knew this.
Right. And so that's the opening statement, you know, when it becomes necessary for one people to dissolve the political bands which have connected them to another. You know, we used to be British and we're not playing that game anymore. You know, we're not going by English law. We're going to go by, well, something else. And we had to invent law and, you know, justify it to the rest of the world. And it wasn't until other countries acknowledged us and went, okay, yeah, we'll allow you to be your own person, your own nation. And this is the way to do it. But you have to, again, if you want to be left alone as a nation, you have to leave other nations alone, which means that the United States should not be an empire builder. We should not have military in over 130 countries around the world.
Well, and that's a George Washington farewell address, wasn't it?
Yes. Yes, we should have economic ties with all countries and entangling alliances with none.
Yeah, now the argument there, of course, and we get the kind of modification of some of these principles, which kind of, well, are they principles then? It's like, well, if we don't do it, somebody else is going to do it, and they're going to be worse than us, right? But that's a convenient excuse to say, well, I'd rather be the empire than have anybody else be the empire. But we could prevent that from happening. I mean, there was a right of self-defense built into these understandings of rights.
Right. And I really don't have too much of a problem going to assist another country which is being, you know, persecuted.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you and I were someplace and I saw somebody come up and giving you problems, I'd come up and back you up, you know, because you have a right to self-defense and, you know, I'm going to be there to make sure that you've got enough resistive force to make sure that you don't get hurt. So, in some respects, I mean, I wouldn't want to just sit back and let another country be overrun by communists, although they're doing a pretty good job even with us there. But, you know, again, the best way to solve this problem is education. We need to have everybody in the world understand individual rights and personal responsibility. And that's where it goes to hell.
Mm-hmm.
You know, nobody wants that personal responsibility.
Well, and that is the thing when you talk about young socialists. It is an acknowledgement of like, well, it's too hard, Michael. It's too difficult to be free. Can't we just, like, they'll just take a little bit of our freedom and we'll be okay still, right?
That's being a little bit pregnant. You know, I'm only going to sleep with you once and then I'm going away. You don't have to worry about it. Like, well, what? That doesn't sound like a solution to the problem.
Well, of course, it's, you know, again, acquiescing at a certain level to say, well, it's just too hard, so let's go ahead and give up. And I think that's part of the play. You make it difficult for people. Not everybody's going to rise to the challenge. A lot of people are going to give up, and they count on that. They make it increasingly difficult for you to earn your way in America through the growth and largesse of government. The theory is, oh, well, we'll take that money and spend it better than you would. Of course, you get back a fraction of that which you put into the system, and now we have perhaps close to a majority not putting something into the system, which Ron Paul says that's a good start. If everybody would stop feeding the beast, we'd be better off. So the idea, again, is who is better to determine how best to live your life, you or some other entity? And that includes, of course, mainly the government on seemingly all levels. And if you haven't learned this, just watch a condominium association work and you'll understand human nature.
Oh, man. Yeah. You know, for every $10 you give the government, they will give you back $7.50.
Mm-hmm.
And if you think you're losing money, just wait. You'll make it up in volume.
Exactly. So we got a Declaration of Independence 242 years ago. There was a constitution that didn't happen until, 11 years later or so it was ratified? And,
right.
And then, you know, in the interim, there were presidents of the under the Articles of Confederation. You talk about that Washington wasn't even the first president. So we just are so lost on history.
Yeah. Yeah, people, well, they don't teach it in school anymore. I was part of a committee to review American history books here in Texas, and when we finally got the book in our hand, I am not making this up, Robert, it said, quote, George Washington, Thomas Jefferson, and Benjamin Franklin were irrelevant to the American Revolution.
What? That was in Texas?
Yeah. We had, when Texas buys textbooks, there are eight other states that just say, okay, we'll buy whatever Texas buys. So publishers are very hot to sell their books here in Texas. So there were four different publishers, and there was a subcommittee, a, you know, citizen committee to review the textbook. If the publisher had been in the room, I would have launched across the mahogany table, and it would have taken six people to pry my hands off their throat.
Oh, my God.
How dare you print that?
We have people, though, teaching about Thomas Jefferson, the Founding Father, should be, you know, basically rewritten from history like that book because, well, they own slaves, right? As if that it discounts the principles on which they had at the times of the consciousness of the times, which was different, right, than what we know today.
Yeah, it wasn't perfect. No, I admit it was not perfect, but the heck of a lot better. They had the fundamentals, the principles down. And we've been moving closer to that. We did eliminate slavery. We still have racial bigotry. You know, people are people. And for whatever reason, you know, people tend to be xenophobic. They don't like or trust anybody that, you know, is not very closely like them.
We're a tribal species, Michael. We've been said that. And that's, yeah, okay, that's it. But can the tribe in America at 320, 50 million, however many it is, still get along if half of them want to be socialist? This is a big question, and we're going to try to answer it in the final segment of our time together. Independence Day Spectacular. My good buddy, Michael Bednarik, always fires me up when I get to hang out with him on radio and in person, wherever we are. Y'all check it out, robertscottbell.com. Links are up in the show notes. Back with more Celebration after this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
You know what the American diet lacks most? The minerals selenium, chromium, and silicon. And research shows that low selenium levels reduce the function of glutathione in our bodies. Scientific research links many modern diseases to a deficiency of these minerals. For the highest quality whole food selenium, chromium, and silicon in the industry, go to healthjourneystore.com right now and get a 10% discount on your first order. Use code SAVE10 at checkout. Again, use SAVE, the number 10, at checkout to receive 10% off your first order at healthjourneystore.com.
Now there's a proven powerful anti-inflammatory that absorbs 40 times better. Yes, Nano Curcumin Plus from One Planet Nutrition contains smaller particle size that allows absorption over 40 times better into your bloodstream. Nano Curcumin Plus may also help reduce pain and inflammation, detoxify, and help against heart disease and diabetes. Nano Curcumin Plus is now on sale at OnePlanetNutrition.com. Use promo code GCN for your special discount at OnePlanetNutrition.com, the next generation of nutritional supplementation.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, $1,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Happy birthday, America. We want to make it happier and happier. That pursuit of happiness has been curtailed by a lot of, the growth of government, the lack of the love of liberty among the people, or the knowledge of what it really is, how it's defined, and that it doesn't come from government. It comes from a far higher place, Michael. And there are people that have written about this, liberty and the love of liberty. What kind of man loves liberty, Michael?
It's not too many, unfortunately. H.L. Mencken wrote a quote back in 1923, and he says, "The fact is that the average man's love of liberty is 9/10 imaginary, exactly like his love of sense, justice, and truth. He is not actually happy. When free, he is uncomfortable, a bit alarmed, and intolerably lonely. Liberty is not a thing for the great masses of men. It is the exclusive possession of a small and disreputable minority, like knowledge, courage, and honor. It takes a special sort of man to understand and enjoy liberty, and he is usually an outlaw in democratic societies."
Well, that says a lot right there. Again, we have been derided and chided and called names because we love liberty. Of course, we see now the artificial divide left versus right, which is really a principled fight. It's about people yelling at other people they disagree with, whether they know why they disagree even, in terms of what's gone on with Trump. And again, I'm not saying Trump is a constitutionalist, but I see him doing some really good things and breaking up some of the oligarchy and cleaning it up a bit. But still, it's far too large for my comfort level. So where do we go? I mean, if people yell at us because we love liberty, we know they have no argument that they can present that would be better than liberty. I don't know if anybody's come up with something better than liberty.
No, there isn't anything better than liberty, which is why Patrick Henry was willing to give up his life to preserve it. Most people think that you win an argument today by yelling louder, that the winner of the argument has the greatest volume. And there were several talk shows, political talk shows, that I refused to be on during my campaign, because everybody just sits around and overshouts everybody else. There is no logic. There is no rationale. I'm not going to be in a fist fight of words.
No, it's not worth it. So what can the people do? You know, I want them to read your book, Good to Be King. You know, all these things are helpful, but it's not about even book knowledge. It's like, what do you do? How do you live? And what can we do more, Michael?
Well, the golden rule, you know, treat everybody the way you want to be treated. That's really simple, and I know that your mother taught you that. But if you want to start small, not a really big book, read Frederick Bastiat's The Law. It's a little tiny pamphlet. If it takes you 2 hours, it means that you were drinking coffee too long. It's a short, brief understanding of what a legitimate government looks like. And then read that book and compare it to what you see on CNN, and it's not going to match.
No.
We don't have a legitimate government. And, you know, those of us disreputable people who, you know, tell the government to go, you know, suck eggs, and, you know, we're the ones who are standing up for liberty.
Well, and still, even if Michael Bednarik became president or Ron Paul had become president, it isn't enough that one good guy that knows the Constitution and knows the Declaration. It isn't about you or me ultimately, is it?
No, and that's what I tried to tell people. I mean, I was excited about Ron Paul, but everybody was saying, oh, we just get Ron Paul elected and all of our troubles will be over. Huh. No, they won't. You know, everybody's looking for a hero to
political
come in and
savior.
Rescue them. Yeah, political savior. And there's no such thing. You know, everybody has to work together. And
well, individual liberty is about your connection to that which created you. That's why I say it's ultimately a spiritual thing. It's not a 501c3 church, religion, mosque, synagogue, etc. It's a direct link to that which created you, that bestowed you with these freedoms that are fundamental and inalienable, unalienable, or unalienable, as Michael Bednarik has said. Michael, I appreciate you so much. Is there any last sentence or two you want to get out there as we celebrate?
Yeah, it's all about a respecting other people's property. That's the one word answer to every question in the Constitution is property. Mm-hmm. You have property. You don't want somebody to steal it. Keep your hands off other people's property. Let's start there.
All right. And the power to heal politically in defense of liberty is still yours. Thank you, Michael Bednarik. Back after the news with Ty Bollinger and more celebration.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of Nutramedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at Nutramedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.